This is your roving reporter. I'm at Carpenter State Park, interviewing people on what they think of WXDR. I'm down by the stream. You may be able to hear that in the background. Excuse me, just a minute. There's a fellow coming along the trail here. Just a minute. Do you have a minute to answer a question? Well, yeah, I guess so. Do you listen to WXDR? Oh, yes, all the time. You're kidding, really? 24 hours a day. Well, that's amazing. Do you happen to have any particular favorite program on WXDR? Well, I like them all, but I'd have to say that Scratchy Grooves, which comes on at 7 o'clock on Sunday, is my favorite program. You know, they play those old records from the 20s and 30s and sometimes even earlier. The host is Bill Chambliss, and he's a very clever fellow. I enjoy his commentary, and I listen to Scratchy Grooves every week. Excuse me, though, your voice is awfully familiar. Aren't you, in fact, Bill Chambliss, the host of Scratchy Grooves, which comes on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock? Well, you got me there. Yes, yes, I am Bill Chambliss. Does this mean I don't get the $10? Shh, quiet.
Well, if you'd like to hear Bill Chambliss's favorite program, this is the place and now is the time. And where is the subject? Here's Connie Boswell.
From the trees, gone with his song. On must I live on and live alone now that you're gone. Where is the garden, the scented flowers that sweetly perfume the air? Gone with the leaves that have fallen. Where, I wonder where is the moonlight? Where is the stardust? The breezes kissing your hair. Gone with the sunset of summer. Where, I wonder where. All my nights are spent in dreaming wonderful dreams. When I awake, they disappear. Through the day I wait for only nighttime, it seems. How I wish you were near. Were all our love schemes just drifting daydreams? Was I alone in my prayer? Where is the love we thought madness? Where, I wonder where? When I wake, they disappear. How I wish that you were near. Oh, tell me, where are our love dreams? Just drifting daydreams. Was I alone in my prayer? Where is the love we thought madness?
Tonight on Scratchy Grooves, the fourth in our on-again, off-again series on the six basics of journalism. We've had who, what, and when. Tonight, as I said, we do where. Oh, incidentally, I am Bill Chambliss, not an imposter. And I earned a living of sorts as a writer and editor, so the five W's and one H of journalism are old familiar friends. They're really all you need to know to write a news story. Well, a knowledge of English is a help. But as you can tell by reading the Wilmington News Journal, it's not a requirement. Tonight's exploration of where will take us as far back as 1877 and up to the mid-1930s, Scratchy Grooves territory. If you've got your boots and your compass, let's set out. Obviously, in any exploration, the first step is to determine where we are. Here's Jack Little. Little Jack Little. Now here comes Gertrude Neeson, 1936 recording, asking a somewhat similar question. Where are you?
Thank you.
that didn't blow us off the air. Gertrude, you have a loud voice. We have some icing on the antenna tonight, I understand, and our power is a little diminished. I hope we're coming in loud and clear on your radio. Rudy Valley, 1929. Another Ware song. Where are you, dream girl? Rudy Valley, accompanied by a very loud drum. Okay, Al Jolson next. 1916, that goes back a ways. Al steps to the microphone. Didn't even have microphones in 1916. I guess he stepped to the recording horn to ask the burning question, where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night?
Years or maybe more, out on an island on a lonely shore, Robinson Crusoe landed one fine day. No rent to pay, no wife to obey. His good man Friday was his only friend. He didn't borrow or lend. They built a little hut, lived there till Friday, but Saturday night it was shut. Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they would start in the room, and on Sunday morning they come staggering home. they went hunting for rabbits when the weather grew colder. But Crusoe came home with a hair on his shoulder. Now where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Robinson Crusoe was a good old scout. Robinson Crusoe knew his way about. He'd go out hunting chicken now and then, but he knew when he was chasing a hen. Once he told Friday, "You must stay at home. I've gotta go out alone." Friday felt very blue. He said, "It's wrong of you. Couldn't you fix it for two?" Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? One fine Saturday night, they had nothing to do, so they started counting all the girlies they knew. Friday counted those 13, and Crusoe said, "Brother, you know, 13's unlucky. Let's go get another." So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night, they would start in the room, and on Sunday morning, they come staggering home. On this island live wild men in cannibals trimming, and you know where there are wild men, there must be wild women. So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night?
All right. 1916. That was pretty funny in 1916. Pretty funny right now, as a matter of fact. Bing Crosby, where did you get that hat?
Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that tile?
Isn't it a knobby one and just a proper style?
I should like to have one just the same as that.
Wherever I go, they shout hello.
Where did you get that hat?
Mercifully brief, anyway. Where did you get that hat? 1933, along came Smith Ballou to sing Where Have We Met Before?
Someone I know. When have we met before? Is this the mystery that started ages and ages ago? Wasn't knighthood in flower when I saw you somewhere? In a Babylon tower or perhaps Berkeley Square? Where have we met before? Fate told me instantly that you've come back once more, destined for me. ¶¶
singer we don't play much of on Scratchy Grooves. Don't know why. I've got quite a few songs by him. Smith Ballou, 1933. Now, here's a song that was written in 1877. This recording may sound like it was recorded in 1877, but it was quite a few years later. I believe during World War I, 1917. John Ryan, Where Is My Wandering Boy Tonight? Sentimental song from a very sentimental era in 1877. That's the year the phonograph was invented, by the way, and that record sounds as though it was the first one made. I don't think it was. Okay, here's Lupe Velez, of all things. You may not remember Lupe. She had a career in the movies, also did vaudeville. 1929, Irving Berlin's song, Where Is That Song of Songs for Me?
My heart in thy
Now this.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver. The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Let's go, big fella. WXDR is having its annual radiothon. We've got to get to the settlement in time to contribute. If we don't, the bad guys might win. We're for the good guys, the guys and gals at WXDR. They need the money. And every red-blooded American listener should make a pledge. There's not a minute to lose.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Well, WXDR's Radiothon does begin on March 10th. If you're listening to this station, I'm sure you've heard that reminder. We want everybody to be aware of it. We need the money, and we're going to be coming at you and asking for contributions starting on March the 10th. Hope you'll stay tuned, and I hope you'll contribute. Back to the music on Scratchy Grooves, more Where songs. Here's Hal Kemp, Bob Allen to sing Where or When. Kemp, Bob Allen, Where or When. Let's return to Al Jolson now, a perennial favorite with WXDR Scratchy Grooves listeners at any rate. Where the Black-Eyed Susans Grow. Where the Black-Eyed Susans Grow.
going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. I love them so, they're all around on the ground where I found the one I know. So long ago, the honeybees all know I'm coming. I seem to hear them softly humming. You'll be losing your little Susan. You better be getting busy buzzing around to stroll again down the lane to the plain old rustic seat. Will be a treat, and then I'll bring out the ring for the finger of my sweet. She's mighty sweet, and when I'm tied to the pride of the countryside, maybe I'll introduce you to my conquered bride when I get back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. I know a plain old-fashioned farmhouse down a pretty little lane where the daisies make a pathway to the fields of golden grain. There a little gal is waiting where I found her years ago. Something tells me that I'm welcome where the black-eyed Susans grow. I'm going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. I love them so, they're all around on the ground where I found the one I know. So long ago, the honeybees all know I'm coming. I seem to hear them softly humming. You'll be losing your little Susan. You better be getting busy buzzing around to stroll again down the lane to the plain old rustic seat. Will be a treat, and then I'll bring out the ring for the finger of my sweet. She's mighty sweet, and when I'm tied to the pride of the countryside, maybe I'll introduce you to my comfort bride when I get back to the shack where the black-eyed Susan grows.
Let's dedicate that song to a good friend of Scratchy Grooves and also of In a Mist, Susan. Where are you, Susan? Next up, Bing Crosby again, 1931, and his theme song, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day.
Why must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and return to the long ago, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day? Someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. Thank you. If only I could see her. Oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Ware songs, and that's one of the most famous Ware songs ever written, I would imagine. Bing Crosby used his theme song for nigh on to 50 years. We had Where the Black-Eyed Susans Grow. Now let's look at daisies. Here's Where the Lazy Daisies Grow. The singer is Frank Crummett. Recommend that tonight. The daisies would be covered with snow and ice. Ware songs on Scratchy Grooves. Where the River Shannon Flows. Irish song sung by the incomparable Irish tenor John McCormick.
There's a pretty spot Ireland, I always claim for my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the Shilena. My heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me. then we kiss and said goodbye. Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrocks grow, where me heart is, I am going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her with a hug and kiss, I'll greet her, for there's not a colleen sweeter where the river Shannon flows. Sure no letter I'll be mailing, for soon will I be sailing, and I'll bless the ship that takes me to my dear old Erin shore. There I'll settle down forever, I'll leave the old spot never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take me name ashore. Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrocks grow, where me heart is, I am going to me little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her with a hug and kiss, I'll greet her, for there's not a colleen sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
Wolf Kahn's orchestra, Where the Wild, Wild Flowers Grow. Boy, we're really floral tonight, aren't we?
Thank you.
Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra, one of the many orchestras he formed using his father's money. George Olson, Fran Fry to sing, Where Did You Get Those Eyes?
That smile so sunny, those teeth of pearl, those rosy cheeks. I've been in love for weeks and weeks. How'd you grow so sweet? How'd you grow so nice? Where'd you get that new blue bonnet with the do-do-do-do-do's on it? Please make me happy and put me wise. Where'd you get those great big eyes?
George Olson, Fran Fry, Where'd You Get Those Eyes? Now here's another World War I song. Charles Hart, 1917, Somewhere in France is Daddy.
Somewhere in France is he, fighting for home. I pray every night for the Allies, and ask God to help them win. For our daddy won't come back till the Southern Stripes fell far, and Kaiser William Flagstaff is for Berlin.
How long has it been since you heard a song from 1917? WXDR brings you this kind of music, one of the few stations around here that does. And regardless of what you think of it, you have to give us at least an A for attempting it. There is an audience for it. We hear from them quite often. And if you're listening and you'd like to make a request for a tune to be played on this program, give me a call here at 451-2701. Anything up to about 1939, I pretty well cover on this program, starting way back in the 1800s. I'd like to hear from you. Another song by John McCormick, Somewhere a Voice is Calling.
Dusk and the shadows falling o'er on land and sea. Somewhere a voice is calling, calling for me. Dusk and the shadows.
That's a good number to end on, I think. John McCormick, Somewhere a Voice is Calling. You've been listening to Scratchy Grooves. I'm Bill Chambliss. I appreciate your tuning in. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 o'clock for more of this great old music. And if you have a request for next week, I have an open booking here. I'd be glad to play whatever you would like to hear. Stay tuned at 8 o'clock now for Neil Payne and his program, In a Mist. This is your roving reporter. I'm in the WXDR studio, and we have another special guest with us today. Tell me, do you listen to WXDR?